T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. Time for an all-new Team PXY Quarantine Confessions.
I told you to stop letting my mom call in.
This is not Breezy's mom, although Breezy could definitely relate to this woman's husband and his pursuit of what we've dubbed on the show as maximum comfort. Voice change is all fired up. She's on with us right now. Good morning. How are you? Aside from, of course, being disgusted by your husband right now.
Good morning. Besides that part, I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
Yeah, you know, we're hanging in there.
We're doing well as well. All is well. All right.
You should probably, going into this, have, if you don't have the reference point, that Breezy is essentially an aspiring nudist. I think that's going to play a factor here.
It's not a huge deal, but definitely plays a minor role.
I think it's going to play a big role based on your husband. Let's talk about him for a second here.
So I know everybody's dealing with their own quarantine issues, quarantine quirks, but my husband, he's just decided to basically completely just let himself go.
Okay. Oh. We've heard similar things from other listeners before. Are we talking, who was the one that we talked to before? It was hygiene, right? Wouldn't shower for days.
Didn't brush his teeth because he was I wear a mask. So it's basically a shield.
Yeah. I mean, it's the regular things. Well, it was at first anyway. So it was, letting his hair grow, letting his beard grow, deciding that he really wasn't going to wear deodorant for a couple of days because he's like, well, I'm not going anywhere.
I have seen that there's legitimately drops in sales of deodorant, by the way. This is a 100% a thing that a lot of people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's certainly not alone there.
Yeah, he's definitely a part of that then. I mean, there's also been times where he's not brushing his teeth and just not caring about anything because he doesn't have to go out and see people.
Okay.
Okay, I get it. I mean, sure, there's times where I don't brush my hair. But he has taken it to a complete extreme.
Oh no.
And brace yourselves, because it's kind of disgusting. My husband has decided that he is going full nude.
Now what do you mean by that exactly?
I mean exactly what I'm saying. Is he decides that he's no longer wearing any clothes, including underwear, in the home. And the worst part about it is that we don't have air conditioning in our house.
Okay.
Even more reason to take your clothes off.
I mean, okay, sure. All right, okay, you know what that is? That is a valid argument. But the thing is that when he's walking past me in the kitchen, I just get brushed with this clammy, wet, sweaty, nude skin, and it's just not what I want to do throughout my day.
Okay. All right. So what you're saying is the pandemic has somehow transformed your husband into a nudist. This is not a behavior that he had before. This is new.
Good for him.
Correct.
Have you brought this up to him of why?
Yeah, I tell him it's gross, especially when he's sitting on the couch and who knows what's going on above the couch there. I don't know.
Just the juices getting all up in there.
Listen, Leslie.
Oh, boy.
It's his couch.
Well, no. It's their couch, Breezy. That's the difference. Look, if he lived alone, Sure, fine. Even if you were like, you know what, no big deal. It's be as comfortable as you want. Not a big deal. The problem here is that obviously she is not okay with this behavior, and it sounds like he's just whatever. Pandemic. I'm gonna do what I want.
That's exactly what's happening. And he's like not having any respect for my space and how I feel.
Just sticking his wank all over your space.
What'd you call it?
I mean, the other day he got up from the couch because we have like a suede couch, okay? So he gets up from the couch and there's like a wet line from his butt. And I don't like, that's disgusting. I don't want to see that. I don't want to be near it. I don't want to accidentally sit in it. And I'm like worried that when other people come over, they're going to start like smelling this weird musk in the house because my husband's juices have just been excreting all over the house.
Just marinating. Oh, God.
Come
on.
So gross.
Come on.
Obviously, the only solution to this is to wrap your furniture in plastic like you're a 97-year-old woman.
Is that the solution? I mean, look, I understand. If there's no AC and you're hot, that would suck. And you're going to want to take more clothes off than normal. But, like, throw on a pair of boxers, dude. How hard is it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he wants to be shirtless, okay, fine. I can get over that. But, like, at least some boxers. I don't even care if it was a Speedo. But, like, something to just, like, cover up his juices that are not pleasant.
I mean, is your husband leaking? Should we take him to the mechanic? Like, what's going on here?
It's been 97 degrees, Breezy. He's sweating. You get swamp ass. You want swamp ass on your couch?
You're a swamp ass.
It's 100% swamp ass.
Ugh.
And it's not good. It's not a good news.
Well, I mean, Breeze, I'd rather have swamp ass than other things coming out of there.
Oh, God. I don't know how
you can... I don't want to sit here and judge anyone.
But?
No, there's no but. I am this guy. Rachel?
You know what? I'm going to send him to your house, Breezy, so that he can feel more comfortable and just be nude, because I am not comfortable with it because it's disgusting. It's starting to stink.
Ugh.
And on top of that, we have dogs, too. So I'm like, dogs in a hot sun.
Maybe the dogs can lick up his juices on the couch.
Oh, God. Wow.
Listen.
What is wrong with you?
No.
I didn't want to start a nudist resort this early on in my life. This was a part of the retirement plan. Yeah. But send him on over, Les. Send him on over.
All right. I am dying to know. First off, has anyone else, either themselves or their significant other or someone they know, has the pandemic turned them into a nudist? Maybe it's the hot summer as well. Could be playing a factor in here. And are we crazy to think this is gross and terrible? Breezy obviously is all on board. Shocking, I know. If you've listened to the show for 0.3 seconds, you knew that Breezy was going to defend this guy. But come on.
Till the death.
585-222-9800. Call or text right now. Do you agree that this is just gross? Come on. Again, if you were like, I don't care, it doesn't bother me, fine. You do you. No big deal. But obviously, listen to what she's saying. It really bothers her.
You're like, I'm worried about our guests. Like, as if your guests know. Also, if it really bothers you that much, just put a towel down or something. You're fine.
I do know one thing. I am never sitting on Breezy's couch ever again.
No, it doesn't sound good. No.
Oh, God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.